All right, we're ready to go?
Get right to it.
All right, let's go. Let's get it on. I think you got the Virginia Tech tackle over there. Wish him the very best. Just starting, it's neat seeing, John come up here and basically, talk about, the mentality and the direction of our team and things, and that's great. And it's funny, I realize how, there's a lot of similarities between John and I. I mean, obviously, we grew up, our fathers were coaches, in the National Football League. In fact, both our dads coached for the New York Jets, at one time. We're similar in the fact that we grew up with a great passion and being around football all our lives. We're both about the same height. He's super smart, and I'm super average probably, but really there is a lot of similarities between us. And the main thing I think that we have in common is the direction for this football team. We want to win, and we want to have a team that basically earns the loyalty and support of our fans, and we're going to have that team, and I believe that. And I'm excited about the direction of our team when I look at it. The mentality of the type of offense that we're going to have, an attacking style. That's the same thing with our defense, our special teams, all of it. And I think it's going to be – I'm excited about it, and I think our fans should be excited about it as well. With that, I know you got a million questions. I'm sure Darrell Revis and somebody else, maybe Cromartie this time, but please go ahead.
Let's start with Copels.
Copels, all right.
Update on him and how he was as a rookie for you guys.
Yeah, I don't think he's available either. But no, really, he's a young man that I thought really came on as the year went on. I thought his play, started to take off a little bit. He's certainly a guy that we're excited about. He's just scratching the surface. Approached him the same way we did Terrell Suggs. I remember Ozzie Newsome coming to me and he says, Rex, we're going to put Terrell in your room. And so you take a guy that a rush linebacker type guy, and you put him in that defensive line room. And so we did the same thing with Quentin. And I think when I see him as a guy that can be maybe a more of an edge presence than he was, his first year, I think. But having him going through that, putting him over a guard, putting him over tackles, even over centers, I think is good. Because when you get over tight ends and things like that, it's a lot easier to knock those guys back and have that kind of confidence when you face double teams and things like that. So that was kind of what we did with him. But I'm expecting big things from him. And like I said, I think he's just now scratching the surface.
Any realistic scenario where you would sign off or be on board with a trade, sending Revis away from the team?
Well, again, you know what? It's funny. This thing all pops up, and I thought it was interesting. As John talked about, the very first day he gets the job, and this is what I was telling Darrell. When I called Darrell, I'm like, Darrell, I go, I mean, let's face it. The man hadn't been on the job for 24 hours, and now you're going to get traded? I thought that was kind of interesting, and I said, it's not accurate. But plain and simple, it's not accurate. I told him that, and if he was going to be involved in a trade, I think he and his agents would know about it, as would the general manager and myself, I would think. So there was no validity to that trade. And I don't know where things like that get drummed up from. Maybe somebody, is a big fan of a certain team and is playing fantasy football, would like to have him on their team. I'm not sure.
Rex, would you be opposed to a Darrell Revis trade then?
Again, you know what? I'm going to coach whoever's here, but, John and everybody would be involved in that, but certainly, to sit back and say, oh, absolutely not, you know, we're not going to do it. Well, I mean, if they, you know, I'm not going to say this player or that player, but if, you know, if you got Jim Brown in that trade, then you'd probably look into it, you know.
You talked to him, and then he said after that, though, that he's not getting answers. When you told him it's not accurate, he's saying in an interview he's not getting answers. I mean, what other answer could you tell him other than it's not accurate? I mean, do you feel like you've provided him with answers?
Well, I provided him with the answer that I know to be true, which is that was not accurate.
When you say there's no validity to it, I mean, does that mean no validity to what? Durrell is not currently on the market or would not ever be on the market?
Again, you know, I mean, I don't know how to answer that question. I think John did a great job answering it,
right.
You know, when he said that, you know. Well, one thing I've learned in 5 years as a head coach now, a lot of things that you think are, you know, this is what your team's going to look like and all that type of stuff. You know, the perfect example was when I predicted that we win the Super Bowl. And we come back around, we have 19 unsigned free agents. Was probably not ideal. Was probably not what I was thinking it was going to be. But again, you don't know what. I mean, nobody has that answer. You know, but obviously Durrell is a tremendous football player, and we can't say that enough. And you know, I'm glad he's under contract. You know, for the team that I coach. I mean, obviously he's a tremendous player.
Rex, what did you learn about Revis's value watching your defense play without him for the balance of this year?
Well, no shock to me. I mean, you guys see it every day. You guys know how good, you know, Durrell Revis is. And to know, you know, I think we all see it. You know, I think the young corner from Seattle sees it. I mean, he's comparing himself to the best. So he even sees it. You know, everybody sees it. You know, so clearly he's a tremendous player. You like to sit back and right after an injury like that occurs, and you want to cry and all that stuff on the podium. And you got to be like, oh, hey, you know, we're going forward, and you know, it's like business as usual. Well, it's not business as usual. I mean, it's hard to replace a guy like Durrell Revis, and then Santonio Holmes on top of that.
Well,
you know, but it's funny because everybody wants to say, well, you know, you're making excuses and all that. Never make excuses. Well, trust me, it was a big difference.
From an organizational standpoint, though, because of the way that his contract sets up, where if he plays the year out, you risk losing him for nothing. You can't franchise him or anything else. Do you feel like for the good of the Jets that some sort of decision needs to be made on Durrell this offseason?
Well, again, you know what? I'm confident in our organization that, you know, that every decision will be in the best interest of this football team. And every single decision we make. You know, and you know what? We might not bat 1,000 on all those decisions. But I know one thing, it won't be by lack of effort and us trying to do what's in the best interest of this team. And I know that. I see it from John. There's no question about it.
What did you think of, since you mentioned it, Sherman and Durrell engaging each other in the Twitter back and forth?
Well, I think, you know what, I will say this. I mean, both, you know, obviously the guy's a heck of a football player. I don't know him well enough to compare him to Durrell Revis, but if you're putting yourself in that company, that's the company you want to be with, that's for sure.
And how wide do you see the gap right now between the top team in the AFC East in New England to either you or the next team in the division?
Well, again, you know, it's each year's different, you know, and I can honestly say that, you know, we're going to get our shots, you know, we're going to get our swings and I did figure this out. You know, I'm not, you know, the prediction world and all that stuff, I'm usually not real good on my predictions. But a prediction that I will make, and like how many wins are you going to have and all that, I figured it out. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make the prediction after the season, and I'll tell you exactly how many wins we're going to have, and I think that prediction will be accurate. One thing I will say is this, and we all feel this, I know I feel this, and I'm sure that many, many people in our organization feel the same way. You know, we're stepping up the plate, and we got a bat in our hand, and we're not going to let any strikes go by without swinging, okay? We are going to take our cuts. We may take a cut at a ball in the ground as well, but we're going to definitely take our cuts, and you know, when we talk about being aggressive, I don't know if we really know what that looks like. Like, to me, I have that vision. You know, some may say, well, you're aggressive on defense. I don't think we're close to being as aggressive as we're going to be this year in all three phases of the game. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, how many wins? I mean, nobody can tell you that. But I know one thing. We're going to take our shot.
Rex, you've made it very clear the last few off seasons that Mark Sanchez is your starting quarterback. Is that how you're approaching this off season?
Well, I think, number one, you heard about what John talking about, the competition. Bringing in competition at every position, not just the quarterback position, and how that, you know, that is what we want to do here. So to say, you know, Mark Sanchez or this quarterback or that quarterback, I think there's going to be clearly, you know, competition at that position.
Do you think Sanchez's best days are ahead of him or behind him?
Well, I always think that, you know, a young player can improve. I don't think there's any doubt. I think if you look at Mark, what is he, 25, 26 years old, in the life of a quarterback, I don't believe that's, you know, over the hill by any stretch.
What are the conversations with Bart Scott the last couple of days? I know you famously recruited him to come with you from Baltimore. What are the conversations with the past couple of days since his release?
Well, I did. We had John and I both had conversations with, you know, with all the young men that we released. A lot of those guys, you mentioned Bart Scott. There's a lot of guys did a lot of tremendous things for us. The efforts of Eric Smith and Calvin Pace. You know, Bart Scott, you're right. I brought him to New York with, you know, when I came here. And he was one of the guys I thought that I really needed to you know, put that defense in basically be, you know, get that kind of mentality and you know, that kind of passion through to the players as well. And when I came in here to New York, I brought a guy in the front end, Marcus Douglas, Bart Scott at linebacker, and Jim Leonard in the secondary, all three levels. And combined with the talent of the group, you know, that we already had in place, I knew it wouldn't be long before we would be considered an outstanding defense. And I think we've been pretty consistent with that. Might not have been as good the last year or so, but I think anybody that plays this understands that this is who we are. Now we're just going to make sure that we have the same kind of commitment to the entire football team.
Rex, have you some football left?
If the price was right, could one or more of those guys be back?
Well, I think you never, with the way everything's, you know, out, it'll be interesting to see how the free agency goes. You know, sometimes, you know, opportunities come back around to you. So certainly we wouldn't close the door on any of those things.
Rex, how do you expect Buffalo to change with Mike Beck as their defensive coordinator?
Well, I think, number one, they're, you know, they got a heck of a start. They have a lot of outstanding players in the building already. So I think that's the main thing. And then, obviously, with Mike going over there to put in this style of defense, I think is will be interesting. I think it's going to help them.
How much does it tighten up the NFC East? You know Mike intimately and what he can do. How much does it change the division?
Not really worried about them as much as I'm worried about us. So, like, to me, my focus is on this football team. And as much as I care about Mike Pettine, I don't really care about him now wearing another color jersey. Not as much, you know. But no, I do care a great deal about Mike and things, but our focus is clearly on making our team better. And, you know, we're assuming every team's going to get better, but the team that has to get better clearly is the New York Jets.
Is Tim Tebow in your plans?
What's that?
Is Tim Tebow in your plans?
Well, you know, currently, and as you look at everything, you know, Tim's under contract to be a New York Jet. And so we'll, you know, we'll see how things go in the offseason. But Tim is, you know,
is he part
under
of the competition
contract
you guys were talking about earlier? Is he part of the new spirit of competition? That
well, again, it's, you know, I think everything's too early to tell right now. You really don't know, you know, how the off season goes, how the draft goes, how free agency goes. There's a lot of variables involved in things. So before I go on record, because trust me, it'll be covered. Before I go on record with any statement like that, I I realize now that it's a long process.
Were you comment on Stephen Hill in year two?
Yeah, it needs to be a lot better than year one because Stephen is a guy that has a lot of ability. You know, his ceiling is really high. But there was, like many guys as rookies, many receivers coming into this league as rookies, a lot of inconsistencies. Some weeks he was outstanding, other weeks not so much. But I expect him to improve by leaps and bounds going into year two.
Did you rush him into the starting lineup too quickly?
Well, I don't know. You know, that's a possibility. I think when you look at it, you know, he's – I would say, actually, let me go back on that. No, we never did because he had two touchdowns his first game. So I'm glad we played. Now, the week two, maybe. But when you look at it, you know, you saw what he has, that height, that speed, those intangibles like that. You know, but it is a process. There's no question about it that, you know, I'm always reminded that, you know, Jerry Rice never started as a rookie. I don't know who was coaching him, but it's but it does show you that is the greatest receiver of all time never even started as a rookie. So it is challenging. Guys do really make improvements going into year two, and I expect Steven to do that.